Here.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
All right, what's going on, dude? Thanks for having me on your podcast.
All right. So what do you want to talk about?
I mean, well, like, it's your show. Maybe we should talk about All In. Did you get to watch it?
No, but like, you did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can just bounce off of you, right? Like, yeah. I think that's how it could go.
Yeah.
All right.
I keep you updated if you kind of come to get during the live stream because I was eating half of the time on the stream. Yeah, I eat late. Well, I can't remember every match, unfortunately. I should really start writing stuff down after pay-per-views if I want to give a good review of them, which I've been trying to do lately on the channel. But unfortunately, it's just not clicking for me because I get too tired afterwards. The first match of the night was Matt Cross versus MJF. It was your average starting match. It wasn't Seth Rollins versus The Miz at Backlash. The starting match that really took the show and stole it really great. And that stole the show. It was an okay match. I was wanting it to end. Dylan and I, we didn't really want to watch it. We were just like, you know, let's move on to something that we actually care about. I mean, if I were to give that match any stars, I guess 2 stars for me is what I'd say. I really just didn't enjoy it that much. And then we had Christopher Daniels versus Stephen Amell. Well, Stephen Amell actually impressed me a little bit for this one. I mean, I wasn't rooting for him. I rooted for Christopher Daniels because I don't really like actors joining wrestling. But, I mean, I feel that Stephen Amell did a better job than Mojo Rawley ever will in his career. Because Mojo Rawley's just not meant to be a wrestler. And he was meant to be a football player. Like, there's lots of washed up NFL failed players in the WWE. Like, we have Mojo Rawley.
Titus?
Yeah. Baron Corbin is one of them. I mean, Baron Corbin was okay, but now they just decided to ruin him. If Baron Corbin were to be still in his dark gimmick that he was and go to ROH, he could put on something good with Punishment Martinez, I feel. I feel the two of them are really similar to each other. They could either put on a good match or a good tag team. They're both, like, the same height nearly. And then Christopher Daniels won that. There was a nice table spot. Lots of table spots throughout the night, actually. Nearly every match had one. I don't know if there were any countouts through the show or not, because there are definitely wrestlers out there for more than 10 seconds. Well, the best part of Stephen Amell versus Christopher Daniels, both men were lying outside, and the referee picks them both up and throws them back in the ring because he wants there to be a finished match and all, instead of giving them the countout, which is, like, probably a really, really funny moment. Like, the crowd was cheering the ref. He's like, all right, we're just going to, like, fight each other. Come on. Like, these fade. And I'm like, wow, this is how you ref. Like, why did they not do this? And I forget what exactly happened after that.
I'll go and see if I can check without ending the podcast.
What?
I'll go and see if I can check the match card and who won without ending the podcast.
All right, yeah. Okay. It's dead. I'm trying to think here. I can't remember anything. Usually they have websites that give you the information. You should be able to find one or dig one out. I remember it was Christopher Daniels versus Stephen Amell's second match. And then the third match was a match that came early. I forget. It wasn't the Hangman Page match. Hangman Page was like the fourth match, I feel.
Was it SoCal versus the Briscoes?
No, that was actually on a pre-show, which was disappointing. Oh. I watched that pre-show match. It was very good.
I know one thing, like, Jericho was there and, what else? Flip won the,
Oh, wait, I know what happened. Actually, it was the Divas match. I mean, not Divas, Woman's match. Tessa Blanchard, yeah. Chelsea Green, and 2 others. I forget the name. Chelsea Green and a Canadian Destroyer to Tessa Blanchard. Blanchard, Blanchard, whatever it is, which is very impressive. Both of them are really good wrestlers, I feel.
Yeah, Madison Rayne, Britt Baker, and Kesla Grant.
That was a good match. I enjoyed that. Only if they, you know, it's nice how, like, they treat women seriously there. WWE claims to treat women seriously. Evolution's just going to be a big fail. I can already see it because they don't take the women's division serious enough. Like, if they had people like Cody Rhodes booking Evolution, it'd actually be interesting. But, I mean, that was a good match. I'm pretty sure, who got the win on that? Tessa Blanchard got the win. Yeah, I remember what happened. There was like a roll up or something that happened when she did her finisher, and then another wrestler came in to like stop it, but the ref hit three already, and people were really confused. So that finish was a little botched, but I mean, it was still good. And then the next match was Cody versus Nick Aldis, which was, I mean, it was a good match. I was expecting it to be a little better. I mean, they did good. I didn't like how most of the time was spit on the outside. I don't know what happened because I was looking down at my phone. I don't know how bad am I. I was tweeting at the stream. And Cody must have done something. I think he, like, landed bad from that elbow drop or whatever. And he was outside in the ring for, like, 2 minutes, nearly. Then Nick Aldis goes out there, elbows him in the head, and bleeding. And Nick Aldis took, like, lots of control during that match, I feel. He was really destroying Cody. And Cody, like, came back with, like, snap of fire and did this disaster kick, crossroads, went for the pin. There was a kick out, and then Nick Aldis did his finisher. And then, no, Nick Aldis actually did the crossroads to Cody. He used his own finisher on him, which was actually a repeating thing at All In. And then goes for the pin, Cody kicks out somehow. And then Nick Aldis goes for the sunset flip roll up, which Cody counters into a roll up and just holds him down. And I was expecting a kick out, and then he won with the roll up. I was like, oh, okay. Now, I would have booked that ending, maybe have him use Dusty Rhodes' finisher, like his dad, and do that. And then win the NWA title like that. That would have been more emotional, not off of a roll up. But I mean, kind of can't complain.
So, like, the next match was Adam Page versus Joel Gidell, right?
Yes, with Penny Lou Ford. I forget her. How do you say her name? Incredible match. I mean, it's a Chicago street fight, you know. But you weren't going the name of the city in a street fight. But they did a really good job. Seems Hangman Page is really the hardcore guy of the Bullet Club, I feel. Because he performs in lots of street fight matches. When I was at Best in the World 2 months ago, he was in a street fight match for the television championship. And it seems that he's going to be doing lots of street fights. And the Hangman driver off the top of the ladder through the table at the ending was great. But the whole match was just crazy spots. We got to see there was a Cracker Barrel there because that was like the sponsor. And they actually had one of the barrels from Cracker Barrel there. We saw Joey Janela. Put a chair in front of it and go and walk over it, like, you know, run, jump, and he did a diving senton off of that into the crowd on Hangman Page, which was a good spot. And then Hangman Page, what they did is they actually referenced Donkey Kong, and they rolled the barrel at Hangman Page, and he had to jump over it, and then he, like, slapped him in the face, which is great. Referenced Donkey Kong like that. Pretty nice way to do that. And They just continue doing spots. Then they went up on the stage. What happened was Penelope Ford. She brought in Hangman Page brought in a trash bag. She brought in a trash bag, and Hangman Page brought in one first. And he looked like he was trying to murder him. And then Penelope Ford like gets in the way, and then she's like dodging, doing bunch of back, which is dodging Hangman Page, like trying to super kick her. She ends up super kicking Hangman, something like that. Then Hangman ends up super kicking her out of the ring. And then what happened was they both went on the stage, and Joey Janela got like a clothesline on the stage or something and took out Hangman Page, like a nice running clothesline. And then they're looking under the ring and stuff for weapons. And then they set up two tables at the edge of the entrance stage where the stairs were, And the Hangman Page just power bombs him straight off of there. He goes crashing through one of the tables, which was, you know, even a crazier spot instead of the two, because it looked like he actually got hurt, kind of like Spike Dudley did. 2001, I believe it was. But, I mean, that was a really good match. And then at the finish, before brings in the trash bag, it's Hangman's boot that was talking to him about murdering Joey. And what happens is, in the little interference from that little boot moment, because you really have to watch Being the Elite to understand all of this, I mean.
Yeah, like,
you need to watch it to understand it.
Yeah, like, I don't want to spoil it, but, like, I do know what happens, like.
Yeah.
Like, not fully, but, like, yeah, I know what happens.
And then, you know, Christian Miracle says he's going to send the event, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't really watch Being the Elite that much, so therefore he's not going to get what's up with the boot and all. Like, at least they showed in the promo package, but everyone there watched Being the Elite probably, or saw the episode, or knew that Hangman killed Joey. And then it was a nice spot when they set the table, went up to the top of the ladder, and then Hangman grabs a trash bag, and there's a telephone in there that he murdered Joey with, smacks it over Joey Janela's head, and then starts choking and breaks the telephone. Hangman's driver at the top of the ladder through the table. 1, 2, 3 could not have finished it better. And then what happens is, you know, he's standing up, and then we probably had the best part of the night where we had eight or nine guys come out and dressed up as inflatable penis costumes, honoring Bucky Ryan. I don't know who booked that, but it was really funny. Colt Cabana had it on his Instagram too, and there's just lots of good memes about it on Twitter. So they all line up and do the little thing, and then Joey Ryan's theme song kicks in, and then he attacks Hangman Page and all of that, and the penises carry Hangman Page out of the stadium.
Like, I don't know, but I'm guessing there was like a lot of like zombie jokes, because like in like if it's like in canon with Being the Elite.
Yeah. And after that, after Hangman versus Joey was, let me think. It wasn't the. I think it was the Ring of Honor title match. I believe it was either that. I'm pretty sure it was that. Yeah. No. It wasn't that. After that was Kenny versus Pentagon. I'm pretty sure. Which was. I mean, it seems like Kenny never really performs that great in America. I mean, he put on a good match, but
wasn't that before? After Flip versus Jay?
Nope. I'm pretty sure it wasn't, because I'm pretty sure I was eating cookies during. I remember I had cookies afterwards. I think I had the cookies during the Marty match. And Jay Lethal was it, because I remember someone leaving saying there's 3 matches left after it. So Kenny versus Pentagon, Kenny wins it. But yeah, I just feel like Kenny Omega never like performs in America. Like, whenever he does, it's not like his best performance. It seems like whenever he's in Tokyo, he's always putting on these 30-minute long or longer matches, or like an hour and a half long matches. And when it's America, it's just like 22 minutes. I mean, yeah, he didn't have the main event spotlight, which annoyed people. Which I feel that he should have, but at the same time not. But Pentagon did better. I never really watched Pentagon wrestle, but he was really impressed with me. It was just lots of quick back and forth action throughout the match. And then we had the package pile driver on the ring apron. And it's not like if you watch DTS wrestling, you see Pete Corvus protect his opponent with his legs. Kenny's head went right into the apron on that one, which it was pretty scary to watch that. I thought that was the end of the match. And Kenny kicks out, standing ovation from the crowd. And then V-Trigger, he tried to go for an art package pile driver, failed to connect it. Kenny Omega does a spinning package pile driver, then a one-winged angel, and then 1, 2, 3, Kenny wins it. And I remember after Kenny won, I whispered in Don's ear, in a few seconds, let's act like CM Punk comes out, because everyone thinks he's going to be here tonight. Let's prank everyone who's watching. And then the lights actually went out on the show, and I